Amen. Good evening. We welcome you to our Christmas Eve service. This service always has a mystical quality to me, largely because I'm usually dead asleep at this time of the day. And being up since 3:30 this morning, I'm pretty tired. So it's always a mystical thing. But there's a symbolism in it. The early church firmly believed that when Jesus was born, he was born at midnight. And it was to symbolize, not only from the reading that, of course, it had to be in the deep darkness for the shepherds to see the star, but rather also the symbolism that it's out of darkness that God brings light. And we know in our lives that it sometimes feels like it's right in the middle of the most darkest trial we're going through, that the presence of Christ is birthed. So we're glad that you're here. Just a couple instructions as we go through. Most of you have been before. You'll pretty cut and dry as we go through it. But if you'll turn to the back of the bulletin sheet, at communion, when you come down, we'll take communion just like we normally do. Please grab a luminary out of the cradle, for it was in the cradle on that first Christmas morn that the light came to us. And take a luminary. I'd encourage you to bring your silent night sheet as well if you need that. And then after communion, take a luminary, circle around the entirety of the congregation. So we have circled the congregation. And then once everyone has circled around, we will cut the lights pretty much to a bare minimum, and Mark will give us a sort of very brief intro to give us the right tune, and then we'll sing two verses of Silent Night by a cappella, and then I will do the benediction, and we'll leave in silence, reflecting on the goodness of our Lord and coming. Pretty clear? We're grateful that you're here, and even though I'll give a brief benediction, I just thank you and I wish all of you will have a very blessed Christmas tomorrow as you're with friends and family. So let us start our worship together by standing and singing 181, Joy to the World.
He is more than to be in all of our hearts.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols. But it is the Lord who made the heavens.
O the majesty and magnificence of his presence. O the power and splendor of his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due to his name. Bring offerings and covenants to his courts.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him.
Tell out among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the royal servant that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples of heaven.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein.
And then shall all the trees of the woods shout out.
He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Amen. You may be seated.
Beloved, today we welcome the Christ child, the fulfillment of our joy, as we proclaim with the prophet Isaiah, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Christ our joy has come near, Emmanuel, God with us. Has come to dwell with us as a tiny baby. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We light this candle as a sign of Christ coming to dwell with us, to live in the neighborhood of vulnerable humanity as a vulnerable child. May the light of Christ warm our hearts and light our way as we share the joy of God's salvation wherever we go.
Thank you. The first reading, Isaiah 9, 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here ends the first reading for the day.
Thanks be to God. You'll join with me in responsive reading. This is the long night. This is the dark night when those who listen await his cry. This is the eve of the great nativity, when those who are longing await his appearing.
Wait with watchful heart.
Listen, hear the songs of angels glorious. Ere long it will be heard that his foot has reached the earth, that the King of glory has come.
Sweet Jesus, King of glory.
This night is born Jesus, Son of the King of glory. This night is born to us the hope of peace.
Sweet little Jesus, Prince of Peace.
This night gleams sea and shore together. This night was born Christ, the King of greatness.
Hail to the King, blessed is he.
Surely the light of the world has come, and unspeakable joy fills this place.
In thee, Lord Jesus, let there be joy.
Second reading, Titus 2, 11 to 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. This ends the second reading.
Thanks be to God. Let us sing hymn 198.
Thank you. very man. In our midst, we sing our praise, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Gospel reading is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, even to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Thus saith the Lord."
Praise be to thee, O Christ. Mary, did you know Amen. And I apologize to Sue and Mark for getting it out of order. That was my fault. Grace and peace be to you, God our Father. It's appropriate to have lots of music around Christmas. Christmas carols, and we have two people in our congregation that are celebrating birthdays tomorrow, and both have names that speak to the significance of music at Christmas. Carolyn Ashwell, who was born on Christmas Day, and my mother, Carol Bryant, who was born on Christmas Day. And carols are all about Christmas. We've gone caroling, we sing caroling, we listen to carols, and they go back. I mean, in the story of the first Christmas, we see four different people singing. We see Elizabeth singing in Luke 1. We see Mary singing in Luke 1. We see Zechariah singing in Luke 1. And tonight we heard the first Christmas carol. The oldest Christmas carol was that Gloria in Excelsis that the angels sang to the shepherds. But I want to ask you a different question as we have been looking at hymns and music through Advent. The oldest hymn, the oldest carol would be this of the angels. What would be the longest Christmas carol? Well, I Googled that. That's where we go for our authority information. And this is correct. The longest Christmas carol. I learned something new. You've heard of the 12 days of Christmas. A musician and an illustrator, which is probably always a bad combination to bring those two together, from Canada, in 2018, they wrote a Christmas carol called, and I quote, The 179 Days of Christmas. It takes 8 hours and 56 minutes to sing it. So I thought we could do that this evening before we go home. And you can Google all that. 8 hours, almost 9 hours, to sing this Canadian carol, The 179 Days of Christmas. But let me tell you, I think they're wrong. That's not the longest Christmas carol. I'm going to suggest to you the longest Christmas carol is the one. And I don't want to get into the whole time, eternity thing, because in one way I could argue that he's been singing it for all eternity. But if you'll allow me to just make it simple, he's been singing it from his earthly ministry. For we read that Christ has been singing a particular Christmas carol based on his incarnation, based on his work. And I take this as the early church took it, and it's several places that we see. And there's a beautiful verse in one of the minor prophets, Zephaniah, that reads chapter 3. Your God is present among you, or as we would say, Emmanuel. Your God is present among you, a strong redeemer to save you. He is happy to have you back. He'll calm you with his love and delight you with his singing. Jesus Christ has been singing. And he's not just singing, he's singing a particular genre of music that I'm going to suggest to you comes from the 17th century. He's singing what we would be called in English a serenade. He has, since his finished work, been serenading his church. A serenade, by definition, is an outside song sung by a male seeking to woo his beloved that he is courting. Billy Graham used to say that the Holy Spirit is the greatest wooer in the world, wooing us to the bridegroom. So I would suggest for 2,000 years, Jesus Christ has been serenading his church, singing to his bride, telling them how much he loves them, letting him know that his greatest desire is that we hear his singing for us. We read in the scripture, and you've heard it in the Gospels, that there's rejoicing in heaven. And it's interesting the way it's worded, because we first think it must be angels singing. But that's not what the scripture says. It says there is rejoicing in heaven among the angels, or in front of the angels. It's not the angels singing. I think that the three persons of the Trinity, and in particular our sweet Redeemer, they've been singing a victory song to us. They've been serenading us. God delights in you. That's the message of Christmas. God came to us, and now he's wooing us, and he's singing to us. And do you know what a good serenade calls forth from the beloved? It calls for us to respond back. I get the picture, without trying to be too flippant, I get the picture of Sonny and Cher that I used to watch as a kid, singing back and forth, "I've got you, babe." If you allow me not to make it too earthly, too down and dirty, but let me suggest to you, Jesus did that by coming to earth. For 2,000 years, based on his work in coming to us, our beloved has said, "I love you. I've got you." And all he wants from us is for us to believe him and sing back to him. Sing our praises. If you're like me, he has to filter that through his heavenly ears, because my noise is really a joyful noise. I don't have much ability, musically or really any other way. He's not looking for our ability. He just wants us to offer what we have and to hear him serenading and wooing us. And he listens for us to bring the very best we can and just offer it to him. Amen. Reminder to to take a luminary after you receive communion, and I failed to tell you, it lights by grabbing the flame, the top of it, turning it clockwise.
You join me in the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Almighty God, you shape your very life to create and restore and enjoy us forever. We gather around your altar like those who thronged your Son's manger, longing for you to reassemble men and women, kings and working people, Jews and Gentiles, heaven and earth, at the place where our humanity and your divinity meet. You had too much love to keep it to yourself. And though we took up arms against you and one another, you disarmed us in coming into our midst as a defenseless baby. As his arms were tied in swaddling clothes, so later his hands were nailed to the cross. Yet you made his birth the foretaste of our redemption, and his death the gateway to resurrection life. You give us such joy and peace in your company that our hearts join the angels in the Christmas sky and around your eternal throne, singing the hymn of your unending praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. God of new birth, as you laid your Son in Mary's arms, you placed these gifts of bread and wine in our hands. Sanctify your church to be as fragile and tender and true as the infant Savior. Send down your Holy Spirit that the bread of wheat gathered from the fields and the cup of grapes gathered from the vineyards may be for us the very body and blood of your Son, our Savior, who at supper with his disciples took bread, gave you thanks, blessed the bread, gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and again, he gave you thanks, and he blessed it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink ye all of this, for this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen.
Christ will come again."
God who exalts the humble and humbles the exalted, as you drew the Magi to the place of your epiphany, call us to yourself and bring your creation to its consummation. Lift your whole church, living and departed, to the vision of your glory. Once made flesh in a humble family, now exalted and reigning with justice and mercy. In this banquet, restore us in your image, surround us with your company, and prepare us for your freedom after the pattern of your Son, through whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It all starts in a cradle. Your physical life started in birth. Your spiritual life, as Jesus told Nicodemus, begins in birth, a birth from above. Those shepherds came and found the Savior in a cradle, in a manger. We come and we find our Savior, his body, and the light of the world. beginning with this birth. I invite all those who love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with sincerity and truth to come and to receive Him who came for you. The table is spread. Let us keep the feast. Christmas. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord. Amen.